are listening to the Way of Truth broadcast, originating in the radio studios of the Church of God in Hagerstown, Maryland. This is Alan A. Craig inviting you to stay tuned. He is risen, said the angel on that morning, when the sad disciples sought their Lord in vain. Jesus burst the mighty bars of death asunder. From the grave he rose triumphant to reign. He is risen. Surely death is now abolished. Grave, where is thy victory? Death, where is thy sting? Jesus flashes light into the darkened valley. Swell the mighty chorus, men and angels sing. He is risen, let the nations hear the tidings, that the Christ, who was once dead, now lives again, that he triumphed over sin and death forever, and he gives life eternal unto men. He arose, my Savior. He arose, my Savior. He arose, my Savior, triumphant from the grave. Heavenly Father, we thank you today for our living, risen Lord. And we're so thankful that we have the privilege of presenting this message of truth to our precious congregation today. We are thankful for each one who has tuned our way, and we're trusting that the Holy Spirit will be able to take our broadcast and make it a blessing to each and to every soul. We're so thankful that God so loved the world that you gave your only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but should have everlasting life. Not only did he die upon that cruel cross, but he rose again, triumphant over death, hell, and the grave. And we thank you for our living, risen Savior today. Bless this broadcast to our precious congregation. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. The Way of True Singers are going to sing for us now something about what Christ made possible for us through his death and resurrection. And the title of their hymn is Beyond the Shadows.
Just beyond where the shadows are falling is a bright summer land ever fair. With the brilliance of day it is glowing, and the night never falls over there. The beautiful light is shining so clear, where darkness can never come. Soon we shall pass the shadowy veil and anchor in peace at home. I'll not fear when I pass through the valley, though encompassed by shadows of mine, for I know that beyond it is shining an eternal and glorious light. The beautiful light is shining so clear, where darkness can never come. Soon we shall pass the shadowy veil and anchor in peace at home. Shall we weep when we know the departing, and their toils and their cares now are done, and the bliss of eternity's ages in the presence of God is begun? The beautiful light is shining shall pass the shadowy veil and anchor in peace at home.
There are those, even in the supposed Christian world, who deny the resurrection of Jesus Christ. I don't know how anyone could profess to believe the Word of God and deny the resurrection and the importance of the resurrection. The resurrection of Jesus is clearly taught in the New Testament, yet there were and are those who do not believe in a resurrection of the dead for anyone. Paul asks the question, now, if Christ be preached that he rose from the dead, how say some among you that there is no resurrection of the dead? 1 Corinthians 15 and 12. Paul goes on in this chapter to say that our salvation depends on whether Jesus was resurrected or not. If Christ be not risen, then is our preaching vain, and your faith is also vain. And if Christ be not raised, your faith is vain, ye are yet in your sins. Verses 14 and 17. Many of the Greek philosophers, such as Plato, believed that an immortal soul inhabited a body, and that at death the soul left its bodily prison and soared upward to the divine spirit. According to Nelson's Illustrated Bible Dictionary, it would seem that some discount a resurrection because some, such as Plato, had the idea, and along with their ideas, they had some misconceptions of the truth, and thus they feel free to discount it because of these false ideas of the ancient Greeks and others. However, just because some, who might be considered pagans, had misconceptions about the subject of the resurrection does not mean there will be no resurrection or there was no resurrection. The psalmist speaks of a resurrection in Psalm 49 and 15, and Daniel speaks of a resurrection not only of the righteous, but of the unsaved in Daniel chapter 12 and verse 2. The man Job also spoke of a resurrection in Job 19 and 26. And of course, these verses that I am referring to are in the Holy Bible. They're not some myth of ancient times. In fact, Jesus said, "Marvel not at this, for the hour is coming in the which all that are in the graves shall hear his voice and shall come forth, they that have done good unto the resurrection of life, and they that have done evil unto the resurrection of damnation." And that's John chapter 5, verses 28 and 29. During Jesus' sojourn here on earth, the Sadducees, who were one of the Jewish sects, did not believe in a resurrection. We find them coming to Jesus, thinking they would really be able to trip him up, as they endeavored to do on different occasions, and they said to him, "Master, Moses wrote unto us, if a man's brother die, and leave his wife behind him, and leave no children, that his brother should take his wife, and raise up seed unto his brother. Now, there were seven brethren, and the first took a wife, and dying left no seed. And the second took her, and died, neither left he any seed. And the third likewise. And the seven had her, and left no seed. Last of all, the woman died also. Now, you teach a resurrection. In the resurrection, therefore, when they shall rise, whose wife shall she be of them? For the seven had her to wife, And this is in Mark chapter 12, verses 19 through 23. Can't you just see them standing there with a smirk on their face? We've really got him now. However, Jesus had a very straightforward answer for them, and this was his answer. Do you not therefore err, because you know not the Scriptures, neither the power of God? For when they shall rise from the dead, they neither marry nor are given in marriage, but are as the angels which are in heaven. And as touching the dead, that they rise, have you not read in the book of Moses how in the bush God spake unto him, saying, I am the God of Abraham, and the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. He is not the God of the dead, but the God of the living. Ye therefore do greatly err. Mark 12, 24 through 27. Now, there's two points I would like to make. These Sadducees come quoting Moses. Oh, yes, they were quoting Moses. And Jesus, in effect, said, you come quoting Moses, why don't you believe him? Why don't you believe what he said? I am the God of Abraham, and the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. He is not the God of the dead, but the God of the living. So why don't you believe what Moses said? If you would believe in a resurrection. Yes, if you would believe what Moses said, then you would believe in a resurrection. Now the second point, why do not the literal kingdom teachers of today believe what Jesus said? They would have you believe there is to be a literal kingdom of 1,000 years here on earth, during which, presumably, there will be marriages and bearing of children and even the converting of sinners. Jesus said in the resurrection, they neither marry nor are given in marriage, but are as the angels which are in heaven. Angels are spirit beings. They do not marry, nor do they sleep, nor eat. The late Herbert W. Armstrong taught that in the kingdom age, the people of India would be taught that the cow was not a sacred animal, and that it would be all right for them to eat beef, and there would not be any more famines. The simple fact of the matter is, the Bible does not teach a literal kingdom. To the contrary, flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. So we read in 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 50. Jesus Christ was resurrected not only so we could be saved from our sins, and his resurrection was the only sign he gave the unbelieving Jews that he was the Messiah. Yes, they came to him asking him for a sign that he was the Messiah. And the only sign that he gave them was that he would be resurrected. But he was resurrected not only to save us from our sins, but because God swore in an oath to David that he would raise one up to sit on his throne. And Christ is seated on David's throne now. No, it's not some future event. It's already a reality. Christ has been raised, and he is seated on David's throne now. He was also resurrected to give us hope of being resurrected. If Christ be not raised, your faith is vain. Ye are yet in your sins. Then they also, which are fallen asleep in Christ, are perished. If in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are of all men most miserable. But now is Christ risen from the dead and become the first fruits of them that slept. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 17 through 20. Now, there are those who teach that Jesus Christ gave up the ghost, that he was crucified, and that he died on Wednesday afternoon at 3 o'clock. And they teach that he had to be in the grave exactly 72 hours, right to the minute. Therefore, they teach that he was resurrected Saturday afternoon at 3 o'clock on the Sabbath. Yes, there are those who teach this, but I'd like for you to look with me in the book of Luke, chapter 24. Now, upon the first day of the week, very early in the morning, they came unto the sepulchre, bringing the spices which they had prepared, and certain others with them. And they found the stone rolled away from the sepulchre. And they entered in and found not the body of the Lord Jesus. Now, I'd like to drop down to verse 13 of Luke chapter 24 and read several verses here. And behold, two of them went that same day to a village called Emmaus. Now, the same day, we're talking about the first day of the week. And behold, two of them went that same day to a village called Emmaus, which was from Jerusalem, about 60 furlongs. And they talked together of all these things which had happened. And it came to pass that while they communed together and reasoned, Jesus himself drew near and went with them. But their eyes were holden, that they should not know him. And he said unto them, What manner of communications are these, that ye have one to the other, as ye walk and are sad? And the one of them, whose name was Cleophas, answering, said unto him, Art thou only a stranger in Jerusalem, and hast not known the things which are come to pass there in these days? And he said unto them, What things? And they said unto him, Concerning Jesus of Nazareth, which was a prophet, mighty in deed and word before God and all the people, and how the chief priests and our rulers delivered him to be condemned to death and have crucified him. But we trusted that it had been he which should have redeemed Israel. And beside all this, today is the third day since these things were done. Now remember, we're talking about the first day of the week. And these two disciples were on their way to Emmaus on the first day of the week. And notice again verse 21. But we trusted that it had been he which should have redeemed Israel. And beside all this, today is the third day since these things were done. Did not Jesus Christ tell his disciples, even before he was crucified, that he must be raised the third day? Reading on in verse 22 of Luke 24, Yea, and certain women also of our company made us astonished, which were early at the sepulchre. And when they found not his body, they came saying that they had also seen a vision of angels, which said he was alive. And certain of them which were with us went to the sepulchre, and found it even so, as the women had said. But him they saw not. Then he said to them, O fools, and slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken, ought not Christ to have suffered these things, and to enter into his glory? And beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded unto them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. And they drew nigh unto the village whither they went, and he made as though he would have gone further. But they constrained him, saying, Abide with us, for it is toward evening, and the day is far spent. And he went in to tarry with them. And it came to pass, as he sat at meat with them, he took bread, and blessed it, and brake it, and gave to them. And their eyes were opened, and they knew him, and he vanished out of their sight. So the disciples said, This is the third day since these things happened. And Jesus said he must be resurrected on the third day. Now, there will be a resurrection, and those who have died in Christ will indeed be spirit beings, even as the angels in heaven are spirit beings. Now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, neither doth corruption inherit incorruption. Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, Death is swallowed up in victory. 1 Corinthians 15:50-54. And we're told in verse 26 of this chapter, The last enemy that shall be destroyed is death. And so the time will come when all that are in the graves shall hear his voice and shall come forth. They that have done good unto the resurrection of life, and they that have done evil unto the resurrection of damnation. Those who have died in Christ shall be resurrected to that eternal day, and they will have a spiritual glorified body likened unto Christ. Notice what the Apostle John wrote in 1 John chapter 3. Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. The physical body of Jesus Christ does not now exist. Christ became the first fruits of them that slept, and Christ has a spiritual glorified body. And John says that whenever Christ comes, whenever he appears, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. That is why Christ came. That is why he died upon the cross. And that's why he rose again on the third day, so that we could be saved from our sins, so that we could live for him, and so that we could have eternal life. If today you do not know the Lord, I'd like to encourage you to seek him. Seek him with all of your heart, for Jesus Christ tasted death for every man. And God loved you and gave his son for you, and he stands ready now to forgive you if you will come to him with a broken and a contrite heart and confess and forsake your sins. Heavenly Father, we are truly thankful for our living, risen Lord. And we're thankful for salvation, and we're thankful for the hope that we have of life beyond the grave, all made possible through your love and through the gift of your dear Son. We pray that you'll take the thoughts that have been expressed and convey them to our precious congregation today, and may the Holy Spirit be able to work in such a way that hearts will be blessed and benefited. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. It's been a privilege to share another Way of Truth broadcast with you. We do trust that it has proven to be a blessing to you. If so, we would encourage you to let us know. And our postal address is the Way of Truth broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. If you have a prayer request that you would like to share with us, I trust you'll feel free to send it in. Also, if you'd like to be on our mailing list for our monthly Way of Truth magazine, just provide us with your name and address. There is no subscription price on the magazine. You may have it coming into your home free of charge. Again, our postal address, The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. Our email address is truth@fred.net. truth@fred.net. Our fax number is 301-739-7173. 301-739-7173. And our webpage address, www.wayoftruth.org. www.wayoftruth.org. You may send us a message through our webpage, and you may also download a number of issues of our magazine and read it. Also, a number of our radio broadcasts are on our webpage, and you may download them and listen to them anytime, 24 hours a day. Again, our webpage address, www.wayoftruth.org. And now, this is Alvin A. Craig inviting you to be with us on our next Way of Truth broadcast.
Too much to gain.